Blog Talk Radio.
Your place, love connection. Your place of prayer, love, acceptance, compassion, and empowerment. Here's your host, Dr. Susie.
Welcome, welcome to Your Place Love Connection Bible Study, your place of love, prayer, love, acceptance, compassion, and empowerment. We're so excited to have you with us tonight, as we are every Tuesday evening from 7 to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We now ask you that you join us with devotion, and that'll be song, scripture, and prayer. We're going to have a song tonight by Vicky Yohe.
Amen.
Amen.
Our scripture lesson for the night is taken from the 23rd Psalm, verses 1 through 6. And this is a scripture that many people know. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, runs over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
Amen.
Amen.
Lord bless reading and the hearing of God's word. Amen. Would you bow your heads with me or focus with me on prayer? God, we come before you today and we are so excited to sit at your feet and to move forward in our study for this year. This is the second month of this new year. And Lord, last month we asked questions about having a relationship with you. And now we're asking to stretch out to get to know who you are. Who is God? Who are you, God? And so we're asking that you would reveal yourself to us this month as we examine different topics about who you are. So be with us, walk with us, guide us in our newly established relationships and some of our relationships that are well established. And strengthen us so that we become more like you. Open our spiritual eyes, oh God, so that we can see where you're leading, so our feet can walk on the path that you've designated. We praise you. We thank you as we look forward to learning more from you. In your Son, Jesus' name, we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So we're going to start off tonight doing a little bit of etiquette, and then after I share a little bit about the etiquette, I'm going to ask for a roll call and a little bit about what we're trying to do here, because Your Place Connection Bible Study involves people who all have different perspectives. We ask that when you come to the table, you're willing to be stretched and to allow people to have their other perspectives, whatever those perspectives might be, but that we allow ourselves to come and reason together to talk at God's table so that people can come to know God. And so we're grateful for that opportunity. And as you come, those of you who join us in the studio, please be aware of not wearing a speakerphone or using speakerphones, because that interferes with the sound system in the studio. And for those of you who have animals or pets and other things and are rustling with papers or possibly have somebody call, please put your phone on mute. And as you do so, be aware that we may be saying to you, if you haven't heard a response, that come off mute, because you've forgotten to come off of mute and you're probably still on mute, reason why we can't hear you. And also, I'm going to ask that if I say, thank you, brother or sister, that we would move it along, because we're trying to get our radio audience to stay with us in long conversations and long explanations. Often encourage them to hang up. So if you would please stay with us and try to be succinct in your dialogue and your conversation, but let the Holy Spirit use you. Don't be limited by that, but trust God in the process. And so tonight we have our instructor, Dr. James A. Nooks. He's going to be our teacher for the month of February. And he's given me a list of things, and we're going to be talking about who is God. That's our theme for the month of February. Who is God? This week we're going to focus on what are the names of God. The next week we'll be talking about identity of the Trinity. And then we'll follow that up with our understanding of God. Our understanding is limited. And then the final week we'll ask the question, how can we please God? What an awesome lineup for this month. We're so excited, and we're just asking Dr. Nooks, if you are ready to go, let's go, let's go, let's go.
Amen. It's exciting to be able to share this month from the thought, who is God? This is so important to us in our walk as Christians, and there are people that worship other gods. We want to talk about our God this month. And it's important that we focus on who God is, because sometimes we can lose track of who God is, and then we start relying on ourselves, other people, things, positions, money, and we can sometimes push God to the background in our lives. And God wants to be first in our lives. So I'd like to start our discussion out today by just trying to understand. We're talking about the names of God. What are the names of God? And I want us to understand, get some understanding of what a name means, first of all. So those that are participating tonight, first of all, can we get a roll call?
Thank you,
Dr. And we have Dr. Uzi.
This is Brett.
Hi, Brett.
This is Eric.
Eric, amen. And me.
And we may have others on the line, Dr. Nooks, but they are just not going to be speaking, so that's quite all right.
Yes, of course it is. So I'd like some discussion from those that want to talk this evening. From what does a name mean? What is the significance of a name? What's the significance of your name? Perhaps Brett, Eric, Dr. Uzi, you can share the significance of your name.
Okay. Well, if Brett, do you want to start or I can start? Whichever one's fine with you. I can go first. I always thought this was really important too, Dr. Nix, because before I named my children, I looked up the name because, you know, according to the Hebrew methodology, is you expect that, you know, that's probably why they wait 8 days before they actually, you know, do the naming, is so that they can see kind of what the child is like. And so I was named Susan. And it means graceful lily. And I thought that was pretty cool. So, however, I just want to kind of throw in there that my mother had to put me in tap, jazz, and ballet and all these other things because I used to walk into the wall because I was clumsy. But thank God I've become, I think, a graceful lily. Praise the Lord. It also
Amen.
Means she knows, so that's kind of cool, too.
Amen. Anybody else, the significance of your name? It can be your first name or your last name.
This is Britt.
Yes.
I was named after my father, so I don't know of any other Britts in his family.
Okay.
Was it always Brit or was it Britain or it came from, do you know where it came from?
No, I don't, because my grandfather's name was Robert Ursary. And from what I found out, we can go back to 1836 where the head of the patriarch of the family was called German J. Ursary. So that's where our family tree starts we don't know anything beyond him, but that was like 1836 to 1916. So,
mm-hmm. Man, that's interesting. Eric, is there a significance in your name?
Yes. Eric originated from Scandinavia, and it means king.
Okay.
Show off.
And my name, James, comes from the Bible. I was named for my father. And all the James is in the Bible. And Nooks, that name, it's been difficult to understand really where that came from. It could have come from the tribe, the Wayanook tribe, and there are also some people from England named Nooks. So our names have some significance. And I always found it interesting that Indian Native Americans would name their children based on something that they saw in them, running deer, and also some of my friends from Africa, their names have a definite meaning in what people saw in them, much like what Dr. Susie said about waiting a few days before you name somebody. So we want to talk about the significance of the names of God tonight. And there are many names given of God in the Bible. But I wanted to look at Isaiah 42:8. Can somebody find that for us? Isaiah 42:8 and Matthew 16:13 through 17. I want to start with those two scriptures. Then I want to get to our text, the 23rd Psalm. So Isaiah 42:8 and Matthew 16:13 through 17. Somebody get that for us?
I can do Isaiah 42.
Okay.
Go ahead. You get it, Eric?
No, I've got the Matthew 16, 13 through 17.
Okay.
Okay, I've got the Isaiah. Which one do you want first, Dr. Nick?
Isaiah 42:8.
Okay, if you don't mind, can I read 6 through, starting at 6? It says, God's message, the God who created the cosmos, stretched out the skies, laid out the earth and all that grows from it, who breathes life into earth's people, makes them alive with his own life. I am God. I have called you to live right and well. I have taken responsibility for you, kept you safe. I have set you among my people to bind them to me and provided you as a lighthouse to the nations, to make a start at bringing people into the open, into light, opening blind eyes, releasing prisoners from dungeons, emptying the dark prisoners. I am God. That's my name. I don't franchise my glory. Don't endorse the no-God idols. Take note. The earlier predictions of judgment have been fulfilled. I'm announcing the new salvation work. Before it burst on the scene, I'm telling you all about it.
Amen.
That's 6 through 9.
Amen. And in that text, in the Hebrew, it would be Yahweh, and in the Latinized translation, it would be Jehovah. So my name is Jehovah. My name is Yahweh. So God in 42:8 tells who God is. I am Jehovah. I am Yahweh. So Brother Eric, can you read Matthew 16:13 through 17 for us?
Matthew 16:13 through 17, New Living Translation. When Jesus came to the region of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, "Who do people say that the Son of Man is?" "Well," they replied, "some say John the Baptist, some say Elijah, and others say Jeremiah or one of the other prophets." Then he asked them, "Who do you say I am?" Simon Peter answered, "You are the Messiah, the Son of the living God." Jesus replied, "You are blessed, Simon, son of John, because my Father in heaven has revealed this to you. You did not learn this from your own human being. You did not learn this from any human being. I'm sorry.
Amen.
Amen.
So we have two texts there. And I want to focus on that Matthew 16:13-17, because I think it's important that we understand who God is to us. Because people can give God all kind of names, and there's all kind of names given in the Bible to God. But who is God to you? And that's a question that we want to ask those who would be listening in tonight. Who is God to you? And at the end of our lesson tonight, I'm going to ask that we name God for ourselves, who God is to us. Now, there are a lot of names given in the Bible for God, but there are, I guess, three basic names for God, and then there are some derivatives of that. But we have the name El in the Bible, and Genesis 35:2. Can somebody get that for us? Genesis 35. We're just going to talk about these three names, El, Elohim, and Jehovah. And then we want to get into some other names that are given, but we don't want this to be a long discussion about, you know, Hebrew and the Greek and Latinization, but we want to understand what God is to people and what God has done and why people named God the way they did in different situations. So let's just look at Genesis 35:2, and this is El, but we'll talk a little bit about El after we find Genesis 35:2. Can somebody find that for us? And then,
this is Eric.
Okay, Eric.
I've got it, but I'm gonna start at verse 1, if you don't mind.
Oh, not at all.
Genesis 35, New Living Translation. God said to Jacob, "Now move on to Bethel and settle there. Build an altar there to worship me, the God who appeared to you when you fled from your brother Esau." So Jacob told everyone in his household, "Destroy your idols, wash yourselves, and put on clean clothing. We are not going to Bethel, where I will build an altar to the God who answers my prayers when I was in distress. He has stayed with me wherever I have gone."
Amen.
Amen.
So what does that text say to you about God? Go ahead.
It says to me that if you have a relationship with God, that He is going to be with you, even in distress. According to Jacob here. And I think the other part of that is that if you have a relationship with God, God can appear to you. And I think we lose sight of that these days.
Amen. Amen. So El in the Bible is the name of God. And even in the Bethel, you see El at the end. And El,
S-L.
General name, yeah, that's a general name for God. And many of the idol gods were also had an El on it, Baal. So that's a general name of God. But God, when God speaks of God's self, talks about being with you. And so God refers, you know, God referred to there is El. It means God. So we have El, and then we have Elohim. So can we find Genesis 1:1?
Okay. And any version you want in particular?
No.
Okay. I can read from the New King James Version.
Okay.
Genesis 1:1. In the beginning, God created the heavens.
Amen. And that Elohim is plural, but it can also mean supreme, a supreme God. So this is where we get sort of the implication of a Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. We, Elohim is plural. So I just want to go over these basic El and Elohim and then Jehovah, and then I want to get into a discussion about who God is to you. So we have Jehovah, which means Lord, and most of the Bible is referring to Jehovah or Yahweh. So if we look at Genesis 12:8, Britt, have you got that? Can you get that, Genesis 12:8? And somebody can get Exodus 3:15. Britt, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Hold on just a minute.
Okay. Can you get
Genesis?
I got it.
His glass.
I got it. Yeah. It says, and he removed from there until the mountain on the east of Bethel, and pitched his tent, having Bethel on the west and Ai on the east, and there he built an altar unto Jehovah and called upon the name of Jehovah. And Abraham journeyed, going on still towards the south.
Amen. Amen. So there's Jehovah or Yahweh. And then Exodus 3:15.
This is Eric.
Okay, you got it, Eric?
Yeah, I got it. And Dr. Nix, I'm going to start it at 13 to give a little context.
That's
right. But Moses protested. If I go to the people of Israel and tell them the God of your ancestors has sent me to you, they won't believe me. They will ask, which God are you talking about? What is his name? Then what should I tell them? God replied, I am the one. No, God replied, I am the one who always is. Just tell them, I am has sent me to you. God also said, tell them the Lord, the God of your ancestors, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob has sent me to you. This will be my name forever. It has always been my name and will be used throughout all generations.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. So read that again, and let's talk about that text a bit. Read that again, Brother Eric.
But Moses protested, if I go to the people of Israel and tell them the God of your ancestors has sent me to you, they won't believe me. They will ask, which God are you talking about? What is his name? Then what should I tell them? God replied, I am the one who always is. Just tell them, I am has sent me to you. God also said, tell them the Lord, the God of your ancestors, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob has sent me to you. This will be my name forever. It has always been my name and will always be used throughout all generations.
Amen.
Amen.
Wow. Amen. That's pretty impactful.
Amen.
You ain't kidding. I mean, so that's, I mean, can you imagine, Dr. Nux? I mean, I'm just sitting here impressed because can you imagine what God saying that to you and being a human being in this relationship that's being established with God, and the power of this is who I am and I'm telling you this. I mean, wow, that's deep. Directly from the Lord.
Amen.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Amen. I just wanted to have a discussion about that because that really impacted me too. I mean, because God is explaining who God is and comparing God to who he is, or who God is, to who people had been worshiping. So I think it's so important here that, that God is saying, I am the God of your ancestors. I'm the God that, you know, brought you out. I'm the God that made all this stuff. And just trying to help them to understand and just to say, I am. So, you know, we try to put labels and names to God, and God is saying, I am. That's who I am.
Well, Dr. Nooks, this is Eric. I read the New Living Translation in that because I really do like that translation. But the King James Version says, I am that I am.
Yes.
That's my favorite.
So there's no doubt. I am that I am. That's all you need to know.
Well,
amen.
Period. End of discussion.
Amen.
Amen. So we've got El, we've got Elohim, we've got Jehovah. And Jehovah is the one that stands out the most. And when we read Psalm 23, and we'll read that again, Psalm 23, 1 through 6. Somebody find that for us. This is very familiar scripture that everybody knows.
What version do you want? I have the NLT if you need that one, New Living Translation.
That's fine.
The Lord is my shepherd. I have all that I need. That's my favorite part of this whole thing. I have all that I need. He lets me rest in green meadows. He leads me beside peaceful streams. He renews my strength. Thank you, Lord. He guides me along right paths, bringing honor to his name. Even when I walk through the darkest valleys, I will not be afraid, for you are close beside me. Your rod and your staff protect and comfort me. You prepare a feast for me in the presence of mine enemies. You honor me by anointing my head with oil. My cup overflows with blessings. Surely your goodness and unfailing love will pursue me. Come on, thank you, Jesus. All the days of my life, and I will live in the house of the Lord forever. Now, I don't know about you, Dr. Nooks, but I love the fact, you know, and it's not just that I'm a woman. You know, I'm sure there's some of you out there who like the idea of being pursued. But the fact that if I'm in a relationship with God and he loves me and I love him, he's pursuing me. He gonna make sure. Come on, we got this relationship together. He pursuing me all the days of my life. Thank you, love, because his love is unfailing. Thank you, Dr.
Amen.
Scripture.
So that, in that text, when it says the Lord is my shepherd, just replace Jehovah is my shepherd. Jehovah is my name. That's who I am. I am that I am is my shepherd. I am that I am shall not want. I am that I am makes me to lie down in green pastures. This, for those that are listening in, this short text means so much about who God is and the name of God. This is Jehovah we're talking about here. So Eric, Brett, Dr. Susie, and Dr. Susie has already shared some, but what does this text say to you about who God is to you?
This is Brett. The King James Version I got reads a little bit different. It says, Jehovah is my shepherd, I shall not want. And the last verse, the sixth verse, it says, and I shall dwell in the house of Jehovah forever. Everything else is pretty much the same.
Amen. Amen.
Yeah, so ironic that this part of the Psalms was chosen for tonight. I said this many years ago when we first started out. One of the things that got me through Vietnam and other places was the 23rd Psalm. A lot of times when I had to be quiet and you want to say something, you want to make a noise, I just remembered the 23rd Psalm, and it got me through, especially when it talks about, and it makes me to lie down in green pastures. It wasn't green, but, I mean, it was mud, rice fields, and everything. Still, you lay there, you be quiet. And a lot of times that comforted me to keep me from moving at all. It may have saved my life and the lives of other people that were with me. But that's something I always said to myself. The 23rd Psalm has brought me through a lot of things, a lot of times when, hey, I was just a heartbeat from not being here anymore. So this means
Amen.
A whole
Amen.
Bunch to me.
Amen. Dr.
Amen.
Nooks,
Brother
you were saying sure. earlier.
Go ahead.
You were saying earlier that the name Jehovah was used more frequently than any other name in which God is called. And it occurred over 6,519 times in the Bible. So it's used more frequently because it's Lord Jehovah. And that's a sense to me when I use the word Lord, that is relational for me. So when we hear I am, that's the authority figure of God telling me, you know, I'm the ultimate, I'm the strength, I'm the strong fortress, I'm God all by myself, I'm all creator and everything. And Lord is, I'm coming into relationship with you and you're allowing me to be a part. You know, it doesn't have to be my submission, but regardless of what I submit, I'm not, he's Lord. So, but I just love that connotation, Kyrios, Lord. Master.
Amen. So, Brother Eric, what does this say to you, this text?
Well, Dr. Nooks, it encompasses all. It means that Yahweh, Jehovah, is all. He's the shepherd who guides me if I'm going astray or if I'm not sure where I'm going. He's the shepherd which leads a path for me to follow. He lets me rest in green meadows beside peaceful streams. When my day is stressful and I don't know how I'm going to make the best of it, he's there to provide that. He renews my strength when I'm weak and I think I can't go on any further. He guides me along the right path to bring honor to his name when I think I may want to backslide and go the other way. Even when I walk through the dark valley of death, he's there that I fear no evil, that I don't have to be afraid because I've got a comforter there with me, guiding and directing me with his staff and his rod to protect me. He prepares a feast for me in the presence of my enemies, all those folks who are throwing daggers and trying to take me out. He's making me prosper in that presence. He welcomes me as a guest, anointing my head with oil, telling me that he cares for me and he wants to take care of all of my needs. He makes my cup to overflow with blessings when I don't know where they're going to come from, when I don't know how I'm going to make ends meet. And surely his goodness and unfailing love pursues me all day long, so that when this plane is over and I got to give up this life, that I'll live in the house of the Lord forever. So he's it. He's all that and the chips.
My Lord. My Lord.
And the chips. But and Dr.
He's Nick, all that and the
chips. For me. This is Dr.
Yes, Dr. Susan.
Amen.
Can't hear you right
One
now.
Of the things that I know on can you hear me now?
Yes, we can.
Hello?
Yes, we can hear you.
One of the things I wanted us to make note of is the second verse where it says, he makes me lie down. And I think this is important for some people to realize, because some of us are so A-type personalities, we push and push and push and push. And I just got this idea that, you know, as a lamb following the shepherd, that when normally when we are in the proximity of the pastures, it's bush before you get to the meadow area. And that's the place where you can be in cover. But he's taking you out away from that which is protected and bringing you out where all your enemies can see. And then not only does he bring you out where the wolves and all the folks can see what's going on, but you have to understand that while you are there, everybody knows what's going on. But he made you lie down, which means you're not in a posture running, dear Susan Street Beaver, where you can run. You are laying down in a position of vulnerability. And sometimes God has to sit us down to lay us down because we won't stop. We won't slow down. We won't do self-care. We won't do the things that are necessary. And he has to make us, M-A-K-E, I saw that real clear, make us lie down. And so that God can then talk to us, allow us to wrestle with the stuff that God is trying to get through to us, to talk and communicate the message that God is trying to share. And that's sometimes the posture we have to be in order to be able to receive. We got to be made to lie down and to be still, out where everybody can see. I always see myself as that little black sheep out there, and I'm so dark that everything around is this big target. But I don't have to worry about it because I'm with the shepherd. The wolves can see, the bears can see, all the things that can hurt me can see. But I'm laying down because he made me. And if he made me to lie down, you can best believe I'm finna be taken care of.
Amen.
So I just thought that was important, that sometimes God has to make us.
Amen. Amen. And then he restores my soul. I don't know about you all, but sometimes I get depleted. And sometimes I get tired. And it's good to know that God restores us. He fills us up when we feel emptied out. And I think that's important because we have so many battles. And then he says, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. And there are people, and Brother Eric said it, people that are out to get you. And sometimes you feel like you're walking in the valley of the shadow of death when you just go to work. Sometimes when you go to church. And God says, if God is with you, that's more than the whole world against you.
Hey, truth be told, sometimes it's when you get out the bed in your own home.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. I will fear no evil. Amen. So we don't have to fear evil because I am that I am is with us. I Jehovah God is with us. And even though we go through all these darts and people trying to kill us and destroy us, run our name down, lie on us, scandalize us, we can walk through that valley because God is with us. That's why, you know, it's so important because the people that named God in the Bible named God for reasons. And here, this is the Lord is my shepherd. Yahweh is my shepherd. So God, and if David wrote this psalm, he's saying that God is the one that is leading David in the paths of righteousness, protecting him from the enemy, making a table before him, providing his cup overfloweth. So God is our shepherd. So
amen.
That's one name of God. But there are many names of God. And I'm just going to say some names here. And the scripture with all of these, and I've provided some of them.
Doctor,
I don't want to look up. Yes, go ahead.
But don't lose your thought. But before you go on, I just think it's really important that we understand and get the imagery of a shepherd. Because some of us fight against Christianity because we don't want to be led anywhere. We don't want anybody leading us, teaching us, telling us what to do because we have to be in control all the time. And I think this is a place where we come, no matter who you are. If y'all listen tonight, submission is what it takes to have a shepherd that is willing to lead, guide, direct you, and to protect you no matter what. To fight for you, to be there for you, no matter what's going on in your life, he's got your back. He's protecting you against things that are against you. Brother Eric was talking about the different things in our life that happen that that distort you in your home and your own your job and your workplace and your life, even yourself. Sometimes we get down on ourselves, and we have to be reassured that we're loved and God is always there. When nobody else is there, morning, midnight, noonday, saying I love you. So I just want folk to realize that if you don't have a shepherd, if you don't, this would be a good time to submit, to let go of something that could walk with you and be with you to help strengthen you as you go through life's journey. So thank you, Dr. Nooks, for bringing up the analogy of God as shepherd and what that looks like. That's so powerful. I mean, everything I've heard tonight is just so, so powerful. Thank you all.
Amen.
Amen. And I just want to mention a few things here, and you all can say something about them. And then I want you to say something to our listeners about naming God. I want to hear from those that are participating tonight, how would you name God for you? We have El Olam, the everlasting God. We have El Elohi Israel, the God of Israel. Jehovah Jireh, the Lord provides. Jehovah Nisi, the Lord is my banner. Jehovah Shalom, the Lord is peace. Jehovah Shammah, the Lord is there. I mean, these were all named God. People named God because God was there. God is peace. You know, God provides. And we know the story of Abraham and Isaac and God providing a ram in the bush. You know, I don't know about you, but, you know, God is almighty. God provides. God is peace. God is righteousness. Jehovah Tsidkenu, God is righteousness. The Lord of hosts, the Lord of God of Israel, God Almighty, God Most High. And then Jesus, the Son of the Most High God. And we're just talking about, we're talking about God here, but our understanding, and we're going to talk about it next week, is that God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, the Trinity, but eternal God, God, the Ancient of Days, the Mighty One, the Living God, Holy One of Israel, the Lord, Source of Light, Source of Strength, God is my refuge. And I just like for those that are participating, maybe you can say something to our listeners tonight that how would you name God? Dr. Susie, Eric, Fred.
You know, Dr. Nooks, this is Dr. Susie, and I just want, you know, I'm sitting here rocking because I'm thinking about
Amen.
Who God has been to me.
Amen.
I lost a child, and I was thinking about the times when God has been present for me. I've
Amen.
Gone through job losses and the people threatening me because I stood for justice. People who threatened to hit me, hurt me, harm me. And God has been present for me and there for me. And so I guess if I would name it, I was God who is with me, God who is there with me, God who is present, Jehovah Shammah would be who God would be for me. And I can't, there's not one word that I can use to describe God for me. The Jehovah, Jehovah Shaddai, God of the many-breasted one, my strength. You know, so, you know, I'm sitting here just, I'm worshiping over here in the midst of this all by myself, you know, and thanking
Amen.
God. Because
Amen.
All you got to do is sit and remember and think of the time I fell 40 foot into the Rio Grande and God provided. Woo,
my
Jesus.
Lord.
He was present.
Yeah.
He was there. He was my strength. And so
Amen.
God will be there for you. But you got to invite him into your life. You got to have that relationship, and just and having that relationship is sweet. And it gets, it, the old folks said it, and I didn't understand it till I got old. But it's sweeter every day, sweeter than the day before.
My Lord,
thank you,
my Lord. My Lord.
Amen.
Well, Eric, how would you name God?
Well, this is Eric. I really only have one, and that's God is my all.
My Lord.
He's my light and gloom and darkness. He's my joy in the middle of depression.
My Lord.
He is my shield, my buckler, my fortress,
my Lord.
Edge of protection, going through the highways and byways. He is my comforter when life has been hard and cruel. He is my bright and morning star when I come through the gloom and remember his goodness and his grace and his mercy. And he has provided my salvation.
My Lord.
That I don't ever have to be separated
my Lord.
From God ever again.
Hallelujah. Yes.
In this plane and in the next. And I think so many times we as Christians forget that. We talk about, you know, the salvation, but we don't have to be separated from God in this plane.
My Lord. That's right.
And that's that authentic relationship that this Bible study was built on, is that when you have an authentic relationship with God, you're never alone.
My Lord.
You're never alone.
Mm. My Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Britt, how would you name God?
But I'm like Dr. Caesar. When I pray to God, I just say, God, my Heavenly Father, to the end. You can name him anything you want to name him. But he is the Alpha and the Omega. And that's the way I start my prayers. And that's the way I end my prayers, along with the prayer that Jesus taught us, that when we pray, saying, Our Father who art in heaven. The reason why I do that is because my relationship with God is so strong, I don't want him to leave me, and I don't want to mess it up.
My Lord.
He's been with me 71 years, and then March the 27th, so it'll be 72. I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for him.
My Lord.
He's never failed me, even though I have felt that he has, but I have had people come into my life that has got me back on track to think positively as to why things have happened the way they do. I've grown in my belief. I have grown in the Word. I have exercise my faith, and I've prayed for people, and they have gotten better. And it's not me doing it. It's just this God working through me to do what he needs to do with that person's faith. And faith has a lot to do with it. You can't let somebody come in and throw a lot of negatives your way, and you give into it. I did that for 15 years, and I finally got out of that situation. But all through that time, I was keeping in mind the 23rd Psalm, because you don't have to be in combat in a war. You can be combat in your house, combat on your job, because you don't know who likes you and who don't like you. And a lot of people, I hate to say this, but you try to please people, and I just got to the point where if you like me, you like me. If you don't like me, you don't like me. Hey, it doesn't make me any difference. Nobody's paying my bills but me. Nobody is clothing me but me. And through the grace of God, he provides for all my needs.
Amen. So those that are listening in, and I thank you all for those comments. But I noticed something tonight, that when we say the name of God, it helps us. It lifts us. If I say God is my provider, and I'm maybe lacking something and I say God is my provider, it makes me understand that God is going to provide for me. If I say God is my protector when I'm afraid, it consoles me. When I say God is my peace, it gives me peace in the time of war and warring going all around me. When I'm in trouble, God is my refuge. If I say it and I understand and I speak the name of God, it does something for me. I don't know about you all that are listening in, but try it. If God is your peace, God is your refuge, God is your strength, God is your salvation, if you say it and believe it, it affects you, it affects me spiritually, and it does something for me. And I think God wants us to say God's name for us, and it's personal. And I invite you to do so. And Dr. Suzelle,
I'll
turn it over to you.
At this time, I would ask before anybody leaves if they could at least give a prayer request so that if you have to go before time, we could at least have the prayer request lifted up. So Dr. Nooks, could you all help me with the names of whatever we lift up in prayer? I said we lift up Mark Bryant. Mark is, I was told that, I'm not sure if, and I don't know the status of this, that, you know, he may be dealing with some issues, some health issues, again, along the same line as before. We asked prayer for Tasha Adeje. She's moving and getting a new job start. There, Cassandra, I asked prayer for her and her uncle, who's challenged. I asked prayer for Dr. William
Amen.
Edwards, who is in Cleveland. I asked prayer for Lester Carver, who's working on his ministry and his family that's here. Shaunette Brown, and her moving issue to another place. So those people I'd like to specifically lift up and to please lift up our Congress and pray for Donald Trump, the President Trump, and our country. As we are, I have never felt so sad about being a. I'm proud to be an American, but I'm sad as to how we don't show love for one another, and that hurts a lot. So
Amen.
I'm asking that you would pray for those people who feel excluded, that we can all really feel like we're a country. A whole country where we can all work together, live together, and be unified.
This is Britt. I need prayer for Lana Wyatt. She's dealing with some health issues.
Amen.
Eric, did you have anything?
I got one for my wife's stepdad, Mr. Donald Young. They had to put a feeding tube in him. He's Alzheimer's, and it's just real bad. So praying for the Young family.
Amen.
Amen.
Be in prayer for people who don't have jobs right now, people who are out on the street and still don't have food. Sylvia Trotter says she was missing tonight because she's feeding the poor in her church. So praying for all those people who are feeding those who are without. We ask prayer for that. Okay, if there's no other, I'm going to give us a few minutes for 5 minutes to gather our thoughts, and then we'll close with prayer. If there's anything else, would you please think of that during the song as we prepare to close? Lord, we come before you right now, and we just ask, Lord, to experience your comforting presence, your power, your wisdom. Lord, we know you love us and you want us to have a personal relationship with you. And so all of the radio audience and those out there tonight, we're just asking, if you want to have a relationship with God, you want God to be that shepherd, that lead God and direct to you, that you want to know God as your own personal Lord and Savior. The only thing that you got to know is the only thing separating you from the Lord is sin. And we fall short every day. It says all sin and fall short of the glory of God. But if you believe in your heart, it says that you believe that Christ died on the cross, then you can ask right now for God to forgive your sins, to save you from eternal separation from him, that you believe that the work and the death on the cross is sufficient enough to pay for your sins. Lord, you know that he can provide a way for you to have that relationship where you can call him your Abba, your God, your mother, your father, God. And so, Lord, we just come right now confessing with our mouth and the Lord Jesus Christ, believing in our heart that God raised him from the dead, believing that we will be saved, and we are when we confess this. And this, oh God, we believe is enough to have a relationship with you. And so we just ask tonight all the things that we've lifted up in the Bible study, or that you would hear our prayer, you would hear our voices, you would hear those things called out, and in the name of Jesus, according to your will, you would satisfy our needs and desires and our things that we need, oh God, because you said you'd never leave us nor forsake us, that you would be our Jehovah Jireh, our provider. And so those of you out there in radio audience who are listening tonight, if you have prayed this prayer with you, with us tonight, then we want to say congratulations. You are now a child of the Most High, and we welcome you into the family of God. We just ask that you would be with us again next week as we come back to Your Place Love Connection Bible Study, where we will be talking about the identity of the Trinity. God's blessings be with you. Shalom.
Amen.
Thanks for listening to Your Place Love Connection, your place of prayer, love, acceptance, compassion, and empowerment.